You're going to hear a lot of people talking about Bob Hawke, if you haven't already. And one person that immediately sprung to mind for all of us, you heard the pre-recorded interview earlier this morning that we did with Graham yesterday. Graham Richardson, of course, the former Australian politician, former senior minister in the Hawke and Keating governments.
He was literally there when Hawke took over to lead the Labor Party into their first win in 83. So, yeah, Graham Richardson, good morning and sorry for your loss as a friend and colleague, mate.
It is sad. You know, he was a truly great man. You know, you talk about the phrase great Australian, it's bandied around too easily. But whatever a great Australian is, Hawke certainly was.
What's your, I mean, you'll have so many memories, but can you locate a personal memory that makes you smile when you think about Bob?
So one of the first times I met him as a young kid, 22-year-old organiser, I took him out to Macquarie Uni, which had only just started, and he addressed the student body, and then he wanted a drink, and I took him to the El Rancho pub in Ryden, Sydney, and I took him to the lounge bar because I assumed he was an important fellow, and he said, "What the F are we doing in here?" He said, "Where are all my mates?" So I took him into the public bar, and of course, all the people who dug ditches and delivered the mail were there, and they loved him, and he loved them right back. Aww. It was an amazing scene, actually, and I've never forgotten it.
And look, you've watched, and particularly, you know, with Snedden, who he took over from, and the list is endless of politicians, Graham, but you, having been the numbers man and the man that would watch these people and everything, you must have seen that secret that you haven't seen since.
Well, I don't think any of us will see the like of him again. You know, he was remarkable. Other people have had phenomenal gifts. You know, you'd have to say Whitlam, Howard and Keating all had great things going for them, but there's no one like Bob Hawke. If you look at his achievements, four elections for a start isn't bad, is it? Mm. There aren't too many who can do that. And he's just, I think, a unique, because he didn't sound like a politician. He sounded like he was one of the blokes digging the ditches. And that, I think, is what endeared him to a lot of people. He was just very quintessentially Australian.
Graham, there's only a select few that got to know the man behind the public face, which you were one of. But, I mean, when you were behind the scenes, we think about him as loving the Australian people. Was that obvious? Did he really have the Aussies at his very heart and soul?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
He most certainly did. He absolutely loved them. And he loved meeting with them. I mean, look, all leaders change and they all change for the worse, I wrote in 1994, and I think that was always true. And so I think as he got further on in life, he got very comfortable in the boardrooms as well. But the man who became Prime Minister was a man of the people, not a man of the boardroom.
Graham, can I ask the last time you did see him? Because obviously life moves on and we all go different paths and things like that. But did you...
I saw him only about a month ago. Oh. We bumped into each other and we had a chat. He was good.
Yeah.
And that's what's so sad about it all. You know, this guy I had so much to do with for so many years. And I'm going to be sad for a long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. As we started, our condolences are with you and with his many friends and family. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us again today.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Graham. It's Graham Richardson. They called him the numbers man. Mm-hmm. He was right there when it was all taking place. And it's lovely that, he's obviously lost a friend, but the stuff that he says, it's so good to know that he really was genuine, that he loved Australia. I'm talking Bob.
Something worth doing, and you and I were talking about it earlier, 2 weeks ago I rewatched. It's on Netflix, it's called Hawke, and it's your favourite actor playing Hawke.
Yep.
Richard
Roxburgh.
Watch it if you're interested, because it will show you, Graham Richardson's in it.
Yep.
Right? All the characters are there, but what it did show you was his love of the Australian people.
Love it.
So it's worth watching if you want to find out a little bit more about a man you're hearing about today and go, what's the deal?
Yeah.
If not, if you just want to see it, just to remember, it's worth a watch.
Good stuff. It's 8:28. Tenure and Steve. This is Newcastle's Triple M.